You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Both Jeremy and I are being good boys is in terms of what we're feeding ourselves. I'm about a month in now with zero sugar and basically no cheat days at all. Just cut the sugar out. I will tell you this. You know, I've always talked about how I am not flexible at all.
You're constantly talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Would you believe after a little over a month with no sugar, my flexibility has definitely increased?
Really?
It's got to be an inflammation thing because sugar is just, it's poison in your system.
Yeah.
And I have found that I am, besides losing weight, I have become more flexible just, and that's without doing stretching or yoga or anything like that. I think there's a correlation. I'm no doctor.
You very well could be. I know I was super impressed today because I came wandering into the studio and Dom had his leg behind his head this morning.
Spinning around.
I was like a top. Whoa, wow. Wow, this no sugar thing.
Suddenly I'm a break dancer. And Jeremy's been very good too, but I do feel like I have to draw the line. I had recommended to Jer this particular type of, I don't know what it would be considered, like a condiment.
It's like chili flakes and oil.
It's, yeah, okay.
What do you call that? I don't know.
I don't know. It's sort of like a condiment, but it's spicy and delicious.
It's got a kick.
And so this morning I just casually said, hey, have you tried that new chili sauce stuff on anything yet? You know, I put it into meatloaf and some pork and other things like that. And you said.
Yeah, you bet I did. I chopped up some tofu last night and put a couple scoops in. That was my protein for the evening.
Tofu.
Tofu, Dom. I know.
What's gotten into you?
I told Dom a couple weeks ago that I had to have a little come to Jesus with myself as far as my eating habits go, because I've been trying to eat healthy, like Dom said, but I was falling off the wagon every day, especially when you have candy and little kids around the house. You know, I was falling off it every day, and I was feeling incredibly lethargic. Starting to get a bit of a gut on me, and I was like, no more, no more. And so, as you can tell, Dom, right here is my Greek yogurt with some frozen blueberries in it. You have not seen me once this week eat a frozen burrito or breakfast sandwich. I'm all in. I'm all in, and I'm just trying to find healthier options. And guess what was on the list? Tofu.
Tofu.
We had tofu and mixed vegetables last night.
Is this an influence from your wife? Because that sounds very much like a Nicole.
Well,
thing.
I mean, she's a factor because she's got a look at me.
Oh, no, I'm just talking
she's
about
never,
just the tofu.
She didn't say anything. No, it was me. I went and did like a healthy grocery store visit, and I purchased all sorts of good stuff, and tofu was on the list.
Well, we can't
be
friends
anymore. It's an incredible product, Dom.
We'll work together, but we won't be friends anymore.
I'll tell you, that chili stuff helped. It helped gag
it
down.
How do you get past the texture of it?
You got to cook the hell out of it. I like it. I cooked it extra long because it gets a little like crunchy and crispy, and that makes it a little more palatable.
Huh.
And then you cover it with various sauces so you don't taste it. And you just choke it down,
it
man.
Seems
all
like
in the name
could,
of health.
Seems like you could find some other.
Listen, it's not going to be a, you know, two or three times a week thing, maybe once a week. I'll sprinkle it in, but
Gretchen loves it, and there have been times that she has mixed it in with some things, and I know, like, within a third of a second
when
it's inside my mouth, I'm like,
really?
I said, I thought this was chicken. She goes, no, it's
tofu. Got you.
You know, little cubed up little pieces of chicken. I thought it was like chicken breast and something, mixed in with the sauce and everything.
It's not that bad.
It's
probably one of
bad.
The girliest foods on the planet a guy can eat. It's up there with kale and stuff, but you know what? When you look down and you see your gut sticking out, you're like, it's time.
I'm not denying that, but it just seems like there's 8,000 choices to eat
it's
healthy.
Be one of them. Hey, I will tell you, I've been doing this about 9-10 days. I've already lost 7 pounds. And I sent Nicole a picture of the scale. You know, like I think it was yesterday when I was on it, and she said some very naughty words back to me.
Yeah.
I just said, it's good to be a guy. It just melts off, Dom.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been exercising. I've been exercising every day, too, on top of everything, but it's gone.
For now, because you will reach the age, and you're getting close to it, but you'll reach the age where...
It's definitely harder. It's harder now than it used to be.
It will become much more difficult, and that is the weirdest thing.
If you're doing it right, it melts off, man, right now. Feels good. Yeah. Do that thing with your leg again.
You're such a perv. Put your camera down. You're not getting pictures of this.
Get both of them up there now. Come on.